Welcome to Raju Radio.
So today we're going to be talking about college, which is a pretty big topic, isn't it?
Yes. And this is like an M, Yale, Harvard, and IT.
Are those the only colleges you know?
I know Baylor.
Okay, so I am going to college in 2 years. I'm currently a 11th grader.
I'm going to college in like 20 years.
Not 20 years. You're going in 7 years. How do you feel about that?
Don't be surprised if I run away.
Okay, so since I'm going to 11th grade, or I'm in 11th grade, I have been doing a lot of college stuff, such as taking the SATs. So, Rishi, what do you know about the SATs as a fifth grader?
They're hard, and I've only taken zero.
So SATs are really not hard. You just have to practice a lot.
Says you.
Yeah, I know. You just have to practice a lot, and you'll get better. I am taking an SAT December 5th, so we'll see how that goes. And I've taken two PSATs. So those are kind of standardized tests, just like the ACT. Have you heard about the ACT?
No.
So it's just like the SAT. So those are just standardized tests that you submit to colleges to help you, like, get in college. Yeah. So next, I'm just going to, like, kind of discuss college applications. So, what would you put on a college application? I know that you don't know much, but what would you put on a college application?
Resume, and I'm actually trying to make a company, so if it goes well, I will put that on my resume.
Yeah, so I think I'm not an expert, of course. I haven't even done this yet, but I will be doing it around this time next year. You submit not a resume, but an application, and you write essays in your application, which can't wait. I was being sarcastic. So that's kind of like the application process, not too sure. And it takes quite a few months to figure out which college you're going to. But it's actually completely different here than it is in India.
Unless you're smart.
No, it still takes a couple of months. But it's completely different from here and India, because here you apply in the beginning of your 12th grade and you find out kind of like in the middle towards the end-ish which college you're going to go to. But in India, you like figure out the summer before you go. That's when you apply and you find out, which is completely different, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good system, honestly. Just, like, get it and go.
So you would prefer the Indian version?
No.
So you'd prefer...
I take my time before I go to college.
So you would prefer the American version?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Because I feel like you would be, like, less stressed, right? Because you would have, like, so much time. Because normally they say it in, like, I think, like, April, May, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like, that's when you get notified if you are accepted or not. So, in India, you, like, find out in, like July. So, yeah. So, what are some of the colleges that you know?
Baylor, Harvard, Lone Star.
That's a community college, by the way, that I'm already enrolled in for this year because I'm taking college classes. Anyway, keep going.
Like I said, I already did 12 colleges. So, A&M.
Sure. Okay, that's four.
Harvard.
You already said that one.
Baylor.
You already said that one.
Rice.
Uh-huh.
Is my favorite food.
I said one earlier. MIT. Do you know what MIT stands for?
Yes.
What does it stand for?
Music Instruments Technology.
No, I think it's Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
What about AI?
So one of the M states. AI is not a college.
How
about any of the Texas colleges that I want to apply to?
How would I know? I don't pay attention to your life.
Okay, well, okay, well, that's six. I definitely know a lot more colleges than that because...
Sure, tell me them.
I've been looking Princeton, Brown, UPenn.
She's just saying weird names.
No, I'm definitely not. But some of the colleges that I want to apply to are the University of Texas at Austin, which is the school that I really, really want to go to. The University of Texas at Dallas, which is 4 hours away from our house, while Austin is 2 hours. Then I want to apply to Texas A&M, which is like about 45 minutes from my house, from our house here. Then I have Baylor, which is in Waco, Texas, which is 3 hours away from my house. And then Rice, I'm still thinking about. It's about an hour from my house. Rice is a very difficult school to get in. They call it Harvard of the South. So I'm not sure if I'm going to apply to that school. And that's 5 in-state schools. And then I want to apply to 1 out-of-state school, which is UCLA, which stands for the University of California at Los Angeles. And I want to apply there because they have a very good medical program, as does, like, University of Texas. And Baylor has a really good one, too, as well as Rice.
If you... hopefully you're noticing this, but you can see that she's talking most of it. It's probably because she knows way more about me than colleges, because all I know about colleges is they're hard. You have a dormitory, and they have names.
So, are you excited for me to go to college? Like, education-wise, like, are you proud of me excited? I mean, I still have, like, 2 years, a year and a half.
Education-wise... And it's a meh, but if you're going to college and leaving.
Wow, okay.
I gotta go to bed. Good night.
So, will you miss me? Of course you will, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think you'll miss me?
Is 10 like, I miss you so much, come back home now?
Yeah.
1. No, I'm joking.
I feel like the beginning you would be like...
In the beginning, I'd be a, like, 5, but in the end, probably, like, a 7.5.
Yeah, I feel like in the beginning, you would be like, aha, leave. Like, for, like, the first 2 weeks, maybe, at most 2 weeks,
hopes up too high.
No, you'd be like a 1, be like, ha, leave, I won't miss you. But then maybe after a week or two, you'd be like, no, please come back, I miss you, is that right?
You just said for... Okay. Anyway, I won't miss you that much, so...
Wow, okay.
But, I mean, life will be good when you come back.
And that's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, and please follow Insta at Roger Radio Podcast.
Bye!